I hope you're not driving right now, because the speed of this music might make your speed up slightly. But anyway, this is Ivan Emke, and this is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 207. Songs of the Season, and this is the first of two shows of that. We have Bela Fleck and the Flecktones here, and another 14 or so tracks of music that's kind of seasonal. This is show 207, and I hope you enjoy it. Be back in a moment. This is Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies. Slightly different than the usual way I open the show, with some raunchy jigs or something like that. That's Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, and from the classical tradition and often played at this time of the year, the Nutcracker, that is Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies from their seasonal album called Jingle All the Way. Bela has won, I think, more Grammys than any other artist in a wide variety of categories. He's formed the Flecktones in 1988, and they've been playing since then some great material. This is show 207 of Roots and Branches and Beyond, and I'm doing seasonal tracks today. Next up, we have J.P. Cormier. He was born in London, Ontario, to parents of Cypriot lineage, and even as a young boy, he showed a great deal of promise. And by the time he was 20, he'd become indispensable for a bunch of bands, including Stomp and Tom Connors. He's amazing on many instruments, lots of different production, 100 and some, maybe 200 by now, production credits for other CDs of other artists. This is from his Christmas album called Christmas Time's A-Comin', a great bluegrass classic of the season.
Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, no, I'm going home. Snowflakes falling, my old heart's calling, tall pines humming, Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy? Don't you hear them singing when it's snowing? I'll be going back to my mountain. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, no, I'm going home. White candles burning, my old heart's yearning for folks back home when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy, joy, hear them singing when it's snowing? I'll be going back to my mountain home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas. Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Holly's in the window, home where the wind blows, the cane phones are running. Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my mountain home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, I know I'm going home.
Wonderful CD there from Kate Rusby, an English folk singer-songwriter originally from Barnsley in Yorkshire, England. She's been called the Barnsley Nightingale, and a superstar of the British acoustic scene, the first young lady of young folkies and so on, and is one of the best known among contemporary English folk singers at the moment. Early on, she was in the band The Poozies, and she was also a member of the folk group Equation, and she's done a number of solo releases since then. That was from one called Sweet Bells, and that was called Here We Come A-Wassailing. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of work with some of the old traditional songs. Before that, we heard from J.P. Cormier and Christmas Time's A-Comin', a little bit of a bluegrass piece. We are listening to seasonal music today on Roots and Branches and Beyond. I hope you're enjoying whatever it is you celebrate, if there's anything you celebrate, or if you celebrate not celebrating, whatever, you know. We're in that kind of time of year. I celebrate everything I can, just because in case one of them works. But next up, we have Ingrid Lucia. And she was born into a family of street musicians. She sang in her family band, which is called the Flying Neutrinos, from the age of 8 or whatever. She's got a voice that's prompted a number of people to compare her to Billie Holiday. And she grew up this sort of gypsy-style traveling family life, and they lived in buses and boats and tents, basically for the first 18 years of her life. At that point, she and her cousin took over the Neutrinos, and they took the group off the streets of New Orleans to the clubs and concert halls of places like New York City and so on. She's also toured with the Squirrel Nut Zippers. This is Ingrid Lucia with...
Said you, Santa Claus. Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas children, but I pause because hanging my stocking, I can hear him knocking. Is it you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out, just my clacking jaws. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit. Is it you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Cold winds are howling, could that be growling? My legs feel like straw. My, my, oh me, my, kind of will you reply? Is it you, Santa Claus? Stacking, I can hear him knocking. Is it you, Santa Claus? Hey there, who is it? Stopping for a visit. Is it you, Santa Claus? Oh, Santa, you give me a scare. Now stop teasing, I know. Can't explain why I'm shaking this way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll give to the cars. One peek, I'll try there. Oh, oh, there's an eye there. Is it you, Santa Claus? Would you mind slipping it under the door? Cold winds are howling, could it be growling? My legs feel like straw. My, my, oh me, my, kinda will you reply? Is that you? Is that you? Is that you, Santa Claus? Something spicy tonight. Some zatarins with something sweet, some cookies and milk, and I'll be where I settle and sail. Say you, Santa Claus.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here. It stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to help me, you know. He put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle. I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I've gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to
Joni Mitchell. That's something called River from her CD Songs of a Prairie Girl. It's one of those songs that is in the, you know, kind of the pop canon and not really as a Christmas song, even though Christmas is a central theme or at least a moment in that song. Joni Mitchell, of course, is a singer-songwriter who's quite well known, grew up in Canada, in Saskatchewan, also lived in Ontario for periods of time. She moved to the United States, though, in 1965 and began touring. Her roots are in visual art. She often considers herself a painter who was derailed by circumstance. She's had lots of accolades and a pile of Grammy Awards. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. One of the greatest songwriters ever, according to Rolling Stone. Before that, we heard from Ingrid Lucia, and she was putting a different kind of sizzling, kind of semi-erotic kind of tone on this idea of Santa's visit at night. I don't think I was reading anything into that, but you'll maybe have to listen to a repeat of the show just to make sure. You've been listening here an hour to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB, which is 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly you're listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador, however you got here. I'm glad you're joining me. Next up, we have The Finest Kind, and this is the first of a couple of wassail songs. You can never have too many wassailing songs in a show like this. Finest Kind is a folk trio from Ottawa, formed in 1991. Shelley Posen, Ann Downey, and Ian Robb. Wonderful harmony singing, brilliant vocals, and a fair bit of traditional material, but lots of original as well. And they've done seven or eight, I don't know, keep losing track, of CDs. And they're not exactly touring actively, but they still put out things occasionally with the three voices together. This is from something called Feasts and Spirits. See, they also did one called I Am Christmas. Two CDs around Christmas time. This is called The Homeless Wassail.
Wassail, wassail all over the town. Our cup is white and our ale is brown. But huddled on this iron grate, we poor and hungry curse our fate. No wassailable for such as these, no turkey scraps, no ale nor cheese. This Christmas Eve our heart's desire is a bottle of gin and a trash can fire. Good Christian mind, as home you go, with dreams of holly and mistletoe, that the holly bears a dreadful thorn for those who wake to a frozen dawn. No wassailable for such as these, no turkey scraps, no ale nor cheese. This Christmas Eve our heart's desire is a bottle of gin and a trash can fire. Oh, where is he that holy child, once born of Mary, meek and mild? And whither peace, goodwill to men, now and forevermore, amen. No wassailable for such as these, no turkey scraps, no ale nor cheese. This Christmas Eve our heart's desire is a bottle of gin and a trash can fire. Aglow in reginency atrio, pray pause a while at pleasure's door and sup some sorrow with the poor. No wassailable for such as these, no turkey scraps, no ale nor cheese. This Christmas Eve our heart's desire is a bottle of gin and a trash can fire. Wassail, wassail all over the town. Our cup is white and our ale is brown. This cold and hunger, pain and care, sweet Jesus Christ, it's hard to bear.
Joseph and Mary walked through an orchard green. They saw berries and saw cherries fair to be item, but the artillery that brought you with child. And then bespoke the babe within his mother's womb, bowed down tall tree and give my mother some. Then bowed down the cherry tree to his mother's hand. Then she cried, see Joseph, I have cherries at command.
Grand Canadian Celtic CD by the McDades. It's called Winter Rose, and that's a song called Joseph and Mary. And there's some great stories of the early life of Jesus and before his life. That's a story that has been put to music many times, and it's kind of shows a sort of a human face of Joseph, who is a bit whingy and male, I guess, at most times. So, some of these stories, you have to go to the Gospel of Thomas or whatever. That was one of the books that was kicked out of the Bible early on by dour theologians, and it just makes the Christmas story come alive, and it's far more interesting. And back in medieval days, when they actually looked at the stained glass windows that were made and so on and so forth, they had so much of a wealth of stories that we've lost. Now we've replaced it with things like elves and Santa Claus. And anyway, don't get me going. So the McDades are a Canadian folk band made up of siblings Shannon Johnston, Solon McDade, and Jeremiah McDade. Sometimes Terry, their dad, plays along with them on harp. And they were performers at an early age. They played folk music with their parents for about 20 years between the 70s and the 90s there. And the McDade Family Band, it was called, I believe. And then they formed the McDades in 2000. And if you ever get a chance to see them or any version of them anywhere or at a festival, they're great instrumentalists and wonderful musicians. Before that, we heard Finest Kind and The Homeless Wassail. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 207, and we're playing some seasonal music today. We'll do that today and next week as well. You could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, which is 93.5 FM, in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly Caper Radio, CJBU, across the way, in Sydney, Cape Breton, 107.3 FM, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have Triacal. I've played them before. They're a band that sort of came together over a New Year's resolution, and they sort of stayed together. They've recorded half a dozen albums, something like that. They're from Sweden. They did a Christmas sort of album called Winter Songs, and it was kind of celebrating the Swedish winter with the typical charm and grace that they have. This is a song called The Christmas Tree Polska. And they have a song on here. They have songs about Christmas tree sellers and stuff like that. But a polska is a dance. And so when you put up your Christmas tree, if you haven't done it yet, or even if it's up, you can do the polska around it. It's important to have rituals. You know, it's important to have a dance that goes with a Christmas tree. And fortunately, this band has given us one. This is Triacal.
Mm-hmm. så grandjur för det och fint som solar rakt ur skin. Alle man i ring, sväng om glad i kring, se det blir finest julekransen. Hej, 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 inte ärtut, säg i fröjde sorga bytt, man blir som född på nytt. Hopp, 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 för på sked och kropp i bana fröjd ska lopp och dansen. Nu är jul igen, man fröjde som varann. Noga lia far och morgon blir så klar. Händra räckes glatt och grip varannor fatt. Och om vid dess julekransen. Hej, 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 inte hjärtut, säg i fröjde sorga bytt, man blir så född på nytt. Hopp, 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 på sked och kropp i bana fröjd ska lopp och dansen.
Hallelujah.
Great track there from a CD called Winter Folk. That is Belinda Ohuli and Heidi Tidau, often just known as Ohuli and Tidau, who are a folk music duo and a couple as well. They're married. They're from Yorkshire. And their 2016 album, Shadows, got a 5-star review in The Guardian. And 4 of their other 5 albums, including this one, have received like 4-star reviews in the British National Press. They started out in Huddersfield, where they met in 2005, started songwriting and performing together by 2009. They share an Irish music background. They have families in County Sligo and Galway, and they have lots of releases since they've been very active. They were even active during the pandemic lockdown. And I heard some of the finest versions of some Irish songs. I listened in on one of their concerts that they did at, I forget what festival it was or whatever, and it was in their home. It was actually, they videotaped some of it in their cellar, like an old wine cellar, and versions of things like Parting Glass and so on. That was just stirring, just their vocals together and their musicianship. That's We Sing Hallelujah was the song, and it's a song that was written by Richard Thompson, although he, you know, there's some other very traditional sounds that kind of ended up in there as well. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 207, where we don't really care if people borrow from traditions. As somebody said, I think it was Martin Carthy, said the only bad thing that can happen to a folk song is that it doesn't get sung. And if people take it and they're inspired by it, that's one thing. Jethro Tull did one of the, in my humble opinion, for me anyways, one of the greatest Christmas albums. I always enjoy playing it. They came out with it in 2003, something like that. It was their 21st studio album, and it kind of went back to their organic folk rock sound from their mid to late 1970s when I first started listening to them. And you've probably heard of Jethro Tull, I'd hope, formed in Blackpool, England in 1967. This is from that Jethro Tull Christmas album, Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow.
Through long December nights, we talk in words of rain or snow. While you, through chattering teeth, reply and curse us as you go. Why not spare a thoughtless day for those who have no flame to warm their bones at Christmas time? Say Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. Children's laughter round the fire, no family left to know. So lend a warm and a helping hand. Say Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. Your fate is none too clear. The Lord may find you wanting. Let your good fortune disappear. All homely comforts blown away, and all that's left to show is to share your joy at Christmas time with Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. December nights, we talk in words of rain or snow. While you, through chattering teeth, reply and curse us as you go. Why not spare a thoughtless day for those who have no flame to warm their bones at Christmas time?
Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow.
Smooth voice there of course, James Taylor. That's Home by Another Way. It's one of those songs that, again, it's just on one of his other albums. It was on Never Die Young, actually. And it's obviously around the Christmas story or part of it, and the idea of going home by another way. Sometimes life just throws you into sort of a wrench into there, and sometimes you have to go home by another way. I love how you know songwriters can take kind of a story and then add other layers of metaphor onto it that make it live in the present day. There you go. That's James Taylor. And I probably don't have to introduce him. I've played him before, and he's like sells over a million copies of every record he ever makes. So there you go. Before that, we heard from Jethro Tull, who sells a little less than that these days. But that's from their Christmas album, which deserves to be listened to. And I just love the facility on the flute of Ian Anderson. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 207, and we are playing Songs of the Season, the first of two shows of that. You could be listening on Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey, possibly on Fanshawe's 106.9, The X in London, Ontario, or maybe Radio Belle Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland and Labrador. However you got here, I'm glad you're joining me, and if you ever want to hear back any of the shows that I've done here, it's at rbbmusic.ca, and you can download or listen to them. Next up, we have the Crash Test Dummies. Boy, there's a Freudian slip of some kind. I guess I have dumplings on my mind. Crash Test Dummies, a Canadian rock band from Winnipeg, mostly identifiable through the bass baritone voice of Brad Roberts, the lead singer. But he had a number of members that fluctuated over the years. They're best known in Canada for their single from 1991 called Superman Song. But they started around 1986 as a bar band, and they're still on the go, actually. They were first called Bad Brad Roberts and the St. James Rhythm Pigs. That's a bit much on a CD jacket, but they evolved into the Crash Test Dummies. A friend of the band was in medical school and said, hey, you know, people know about Crash Test Dummies. It would be fun. And it is a fun name. They released The Ghosts That Haunt Me in 1991, got some success in Canada, some international success in 1993 with their second album, God Shuffled His Feet. And this is their Christmas album, came out in 2003, called Jingle All the Way. Over their history, they've made a pile of releases, a lot of solo releases, some with record companies, some on their own. It's what you would call a career in Canadian music. And I've noticed that all of their European and US tour dates that were scheduled for 2021 are now rescheduled to 2022. They're still on the road, folks. This is the Crash Test Dummies.
Thus looked out on the feast of Stephen, and the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou knowst it telling, yonder peasant who is he, where and what is dwelling?
Sorry, lives a goodly hands underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence by St. Agnes Fountain.
Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs together. Thou and I shall see him dine when we bear them thither. Page and monarch, forth they went. And the bitter weather.
Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer.
Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly. Master steps each trod where the snow lay dinted. He was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, well, the right possessing, ye who now would bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The
road is so long. So happy Christmas for black and for white, yellow and red ones. Let's stop.
So here's the question, who do you think is that? That is the Moody Blues. The Moody Blues made a Christmas album in 2003, same year as Jethro Tull did, so I wonder if there's something going on there. Anyway, it was their first album since the Magnificent Moodies, and it featured covers as well as original material, and it was right after, I think, following Ray Thomas's retirement from the band. It's their first, their final, actually, studio release, I believe. So Justin Hayward, John Lodge, and Graham Edge. And they've continued to tour somewhat over the years. That was Happy Christmas, War is Over. And before that, we heard the Crash Test Dummies and Good King Wenceslas. You've been listening to, I've got time for a couple more tracks here, Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 207, Songs of the Season. Next up, we have Raza, R-A-S-A. Now, it's not the duo that focuses on devotional songs from ancient India that, you know, that record quite a bit. This is a Newfoundland folk duo. Well, it's a band, really, but it was Aaron Best and Sandy Morris. Sandy's the guitarist laureate of Newfoundland Labrador, if a province can have such things. He's been in bands like Wonderful Grand Band, Lukey's Boat, 8-Track Favorites, and like every other tribute act that tours the Arts and Culture Centres and so on. Aaron is the niece of Anita Best, and Sandy worked with Anita Best and continues to. So he met Aaron early on when she was younger, and they played together somewhat. And so they made an album called Neo-Prehistoric, that was it. And that was... got a fair bit of public acclaim, and they did this one then in, I think it was in 2005, they did this, which is a Christmas album called Do You Hear What I Hear. And Raza is the level at which a player and a listener connects with each other through arts, in this case music. And the connection is almost euphoric, as Aaron quoted, you feel liberated from your everyday life and you experience the afterlife momentarily. So let's hope you can do that on this track. This is one of those Hawaiian Christmas songs that have become very, very popular. Oddly enough, this is Raza.
Sunshine my day and all the stars at night. Kalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas, a very Merry Christmas, to say Merry Christmas to you.
All right, folks, here's the deal. You probably thought that Christmas was a bagpipe-free space, and I'm kind of sorry to inform you that's not the case. This is from a CD called The Piper's Christmas by Rob Crabtree. He was born in North York, Ontario. He had early influences of classical and jazz music and 60s and 70s pop and folk songs that he learned in French immersion education. His first major instrument was the recorder, but by the time he was 8, he decided the bagpipes would be his life. He became the overall North American amateur champion in Maxville in 1986, and he spent 18 years as a professional piper. So this is a set of, he did a number of CDs which really kind of brought the bagpipes to new audiences, and in this case he was doing it with some Christmas songs. That was Ding Dong Merrily on High. And he's doing a bunch of other tunes here. Thanks for joining me today. Before that, by the way, we heard Raza and Mele Kalikimaka. We'll be back next week again with another show of seasonal music. And I hope you join me then. Do take care of each other and whatever it is that you celebrate, if there's anything. Just have a great number of weeks here at the end of this year. Take care of each other. Happy trails. Back to the pipes.